We are on that Yudah Medalev by the Mishnah Roas Hametzia V'Nofal Oleo U'Bo Achar V'Herzik Bo. Reuven saw a Metzia and he fell on top of the Metzia. U'Bo Achar V'Herzik Bo. Then Shimon went and he was Marzik in the Metzia. He grabbed the Metzia. Zeh She'Herzik Bo Zocha Bo. So the one that was marzik, the metzia was zeich in the metzia. Zok the Gemara, Omar Reish Lakish Mishum Abba Koyim Bardelo, Abba Amay Shal Adam Koynes Loi Bechol Mokim. Taladamis of a person a Koynes Loi Bechol Mokim, my time at Kino Rabbonon, Loi Leisi Lansuye. Chachamim made a takonah, that means if one would have to, would only be koine with a maisa kinyan, so perhaps if there would be metzias and two people saw it, so in order to make sure that one should make a maisa kinyan, they'll fight with one another. On kaponim, so they made a takonah, whoever the metzia entered his daladamis, he's kaina. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, im yesh svivoysov dover hefker, if in his surrounding daladamis there's a dover hefker, ein acher rashoi letoivsoi, someone else is not permitted to take it away, to grab it away. We just have to understand this is a difficult Rashi. Because, why is Rashi talking about a shlilistik? Rashi says, if something is in his daladamis, the Gemara said, kainisle, he's kaina with the daladamis, and Rashi seems to say, ein acher rashoi l'taybse. If it's in his daladamis, the next person is not permitted to take it. But we'll just mention the Hore. Omar Abaye, Moisef, Rabchia Bar Yosef, Peye. Rabchia Bar Yosef asked Akasha on this memory of Reish Lakish from a Mishnah in Peye. Omar Rove, Moisef, Rav Yaakov Baridi, Nezikim. Rav Yaakov Baridi is the Kasha from Seder Nezikin. Let us just see Rashi for 1 minute. Oma by Moisev Rabchia Alot Yupte, we must nis in the Meseches Peyer. From a Mishnah Meseches Peyer, we see not like Reish Lakish. Oma Rav Moisev Rav Yaakov Alot must nis in the Seder Nezikin. A Mishnah in Seder Nezikin, which is our Mishnah. Agavuch the Rishash is Ma'ira. It's very modne when we speak about the Kashe of Rav Chiya by Yosef. So we say we mention the Mesechta from which he asked the Kashe from. He asked from Mesechta's Peyer. When we bring down the Kashe that Rav Chiya by Yosef, what Rav Yaakov Baridin asked, so Rashi says he asked from Seder Nezikin. So it's modern. Why does here we mention the Seder he asked from? Here we mention the Masechta he asked from. Rashi wants to say Lulei Divrei Rashi. He would say that the three bovis is called Masechta Achas, and it's called Masechtas Nezikin Take. The three bovis are called Masechtas Nezikin. Just like by Taris, there's a Seder Taris and there's a Mesechtes Taris. So the three Bovis are called Mesechtes Nezikim. But the Rashi doesn't say this. Bekitzer. Omar Rabbi, Moisef Rabchia by Yosef Peyer. Notal Mitzvah Peyer. It says as follows. The Mishnah says in Peyer that a Oni took a little Peyer. Bizorak alashar. And he wanted to be koine the rest of the peyer, mixas peyer, he was koine already. He was not tal. He wanted to be koine the rest of the pay, bezora kal hashar, and he threw it on the rest of the pay to be koine. Ein loy baklum, so he wasn't koine anything with his rike, that what the mitzvahs pay that he was koine. It doesn't give him a bailis that, by throwing the mitzvahs pay on the other pay, that he should be koine the other pay. Nafa loy aleo, what happens if he fell over the payah? Poras talisi aleo, or he covered the payah, he covered the payah with his talis. Mavirin oisai heimeno, so you can take it away from him. V'chein ba'imer shikre, and the same thing is by shikre, also the same thing, if nafa loy aleo, piras talisi aleo. He wasn't koine, because there's no such kinyan of nefila, there's no such kinyan of priestess talis, srikas peye. So memele, you can take it away from him. V'yamrit arba ame shalodam koine shlei b'chol mokeim. If Reish Lakish said that arba ame is a koine, niknalei arba ame is today, so why wasn't he koine with the dalad ames? So by the nofal, by the Zorak and the Pires could be maybe Schutz Midal Damaisa, but by the Nofal. So why wasn't he kinda with his Dalad Amitz? So the Gemara answers, Hochemayaskinin Dloy Omar Ikni. He didn't say Ikni. So it seems the Gemara and the Havmina held that either he has to say Ikni, that he wants to be kind of the Dalad Amitz, or he has to say, Ikni wants to be kind with the Dalad Amitz, one of the two. He didn't say that. So the Gemara says, both are not necessary. It's not necessary. Tikin Rabbonon, ki loy oma mayhavi. There was a takana de Rabbonon, safilu without an amire. He's also kind with the Dalad Amitz. He's a takana de Rabbonon. He doesn't have to say, I want to be kind the Dalad Amitz. He doesn't have to say, I want to be kind with the Dalad Amitz. That was the takana. It works already automatically. So the Gemara answers, Kivin de Nofal, Goli daite de ne mefile nechele de nikni, ba'arba amis le nechele de nikni. So the Gemara answers, Anu teretz. That since he fell over the payah, is kan shoyel aben, why does he fall over the payah? Why was it necessary to fall over the payah? There's a kinyan of Dalad Amitz. Is kiven de nofal goli daite de ne mefile nechele de nikni, ba'aba amis le nechele de nikni. He doesn't want to be kind with the Dalad Amitz. Now let us see Rashi. Not al echod min aniyim mitzvahs peye shalikeit kva. Vizorak al ashar kedei liknais. He wants to be kind of the rest of the peye. Likna lei gabi nofa lei ole arba ames te tikin lei rabona. Benefile neiche lei denikni lei niskaven liknais beteiras takonas chachamim. Kesovar shenefilosoi yofe loy. Now, Rashi says here, Megillim, and there's a big machlokes harishayim, so let us try to understand this Gemara. The shita of the Ran is, in Lechera, this is the shita of Rashi also, that the reason he's not kind of a Dalad Amitz. Dalad Amitz is a takonas chachamim. Chachamim are a second Dalad Amitz. By a takonas chachamim, there is a concept that a person could say, Yefshi betakonas chachamim. Chachamim made a takone, litoy vosoy. But he can say, Yefshi betakonas chachamim. The takone, which was made l'toy vosoy, a person could say, I don't want the takone. So that's what Rashi says, lo niskaven liknois b'teiras takones chachomim. He doesn't want to be koine with the takonis chachame. So if you don't want the takonis chachame, that's you're entitled to that. So there's no takonis chachame. Where do I see he doesn't want the takonis chachame? If you wanted the takonis chachame, why did you fall on it? Akochach, the falling is kasavish and if he lost a yapalai. So he didn't want to be kinder with the takonis chachame. If you don't want to be kinder with the takonis chachame, so you don't have the takonis chachame. So according to the Ram, this far is only applicable by Kenyan Dalai Damas, which is a takonis chachamim, so a person can say, yevshi betakonis chachamim. The Ran brings down a Rajbe. The Rajbe says, I don't have to say because it's a takonis chachamim, in Adam kaina bal kolchai. I feel it'll be a Kenyan deraisa if he doesn't want to be kaina, in Adam kaina bal kolchai. Number one. And number two, the Ran brings down, there's a Gemara in Masechtas Baba Basra, we had mentioned already, recently we had mentioned the Gemara. Ha'oida b'nichsi ager b'sova shu shaloi. A person was plowing, he thought it was his field, and really he went over the boundary and he's plowing a hefkedike field. He was under the impression that it's his field, so he's not koine. So without kavonas kinyan, you're not koine. Without kavonas kinyan, you're not koine. So memela, so the Rajba taina is not because Dalai Damas is a takonis chachamim, that's why he's not koine. No, by all kinyonim, there's a din and odom koine bal kolchai, number one. And number two, without kavonas kinyan, you're not koine. That's the shitas Rajba. So we have here, and we'll see as the sugya progresses, there's more than an afkaminis between the Rajba and the Ran. The shitas that these two ha'oris, that Ran is moy, that the Rajba is moy, and odom koine bal kolchai. So Rav Shlomo Eger says that means if a person doesn't want to be koine, he's not koine. Here, Snapshot, he doesn't want to be koine. He wants to be koine. He wants to be koine. No, he doesn't want to be koine with this kinyan. If you're making a maise kinyan, so you're automatically koine. There's no such thing that if I don't want to be koine, period, that's the concept. Ein Adam koine bal kochi. That's true. If you don't want to be koine, you're not koine bal kochi. But if I want to be koine, and I have a maise kinyan, there's a kinyan chotzer, Chazal were makdeh to me these daladamas, so it's my daladamas. So memele, and I want to be koine, but I don't want that this kinyan should help. There's no such thing you don't want the kinyan should help. If it's in your chotzer, automatically you're koine. That what the Rajba asked the Kasha, without Kavonas Kinyan, you're not koine. That means, Oida Benichsi Ager Vesovishu Shaloi, you're not koine. It's not called a Maisa Kinyan. So Rav Shlomo Eger says, that's true. By all Maisa Kinyanim, it is that way. Without Kavonas Kinyan, you're not koine. It's not called a Maisa Kinyan. But Chotze is koine Shaloi Midatoi. By Chotze, there's a special din. If something is in your Chotze, so you're koine, but I don't know about it. I'm not aware about it. So memele, so therefore the Ran said, so I want to be koine of the thing. It's in my chotzer. Now I don't want my chotzer to be koine. So the Ran held there's no such thing. If you want to be koine, and it's in your chotzer, so automatically you're koine. So al kolchoch, we have to say, but since the whole takona of Dalai Damas is a takona de Rabbonon, he can say, yeah, she be takona schachom, I don't want Chazal to give me the Dalai Damas. No, you don't want Chazal to give you the Dalai Damas, they didn't give it to you. That is pshat. So so this whole concept of an afila nechalei de likni be Dalai Damas lei nechalei le nikni was only said by Kinyan Dalai Damas, which is a takona da Rabbonon, she can say, yep, she be takonas chachomim. That's L'chay Reb Shat and Rashi also. Lein is kaven liknais beteures takones chachamen. The Zakashe of Rabbi Kiveika and the Mishneh, in our Mishneh it says, Ros a Metziye v'nofel oleo, ubo ache v'herzik bo, ze sheherzik bo zocha bo. As we will have, as we turn the Omid, they will have the same Kashe and our Mishneh. Why wasn't the first one kaina with Dalet Amis? We'll have also this Teretz, that benefile nechele de nikne, but the Adamus le nechele de nikne. Fine. So here there's a kasha of Rabbi Kivege, fine. But why does it say, ubo ache vehechzik bo? Why does the other one have to make a chazoke? Let the second one be kind of a daladamas. The first one was a little eccentric. Finished. Okay. We accepted, we understand the Malka upon him. So, good. He wasn't kind of a daladamas. But why does the Mishnah say, the second one can be taken with daladamas. It should have said, that's a good kasha. So now, is as follows. According to the Rashbe, Pshat is like this. The Emerson, it says Daladamas. I don't want to be kind of with the Daladamas. I'm not kind of with Daladamas. But whose Daladamas is it? It's his Daladamas. He didn't say, Yefshi betakonis chachomim. It's his Daladamas. But if he doesn't want to be kind of with the Daladamas, he's not kind of with the Daladamas. But the second one can't be kind of with Daladamas because it's the first one's Daladamas. It never became, oh, it's his Daladamas. The Chazal gave him the Daladamas. It's his Daladamas. He doesn't want to be kind of with the Daladamas, but still his Daladamas. So Mamela, the second one is Bo'acha Ve'erzik Bo. So the other one, the second one wants to be kind of. The Metziah, he has to be kind of with he can be kind of with Dalet Amis, because the Dalet Amis still belong to the first one. That's very good according to the Rashba. According to the Ran, we have a good kasha. According to the Ran, he said, Yepshi betakonos chachomet. That's it. I don't want the Dalet Amis. So according to the Ran, we have a Meirdike Kashi. So he doesn't have, it's not his Daladamas. Yevshi betakonas chachamim. So according to the Ran, we have now a Kashi. So let the second one be kind of a Daladamas. That's a good Kashi. So Tachsach Mir de Beis Halevi says a Teretz that the whole lumdus of Daladamas is that Chazal, that this is the Poshet, the Pshat, that Chazal gave him the Daladamas. That means, when Lagabi Mitzil, Lagabi Gitten, Chazal gave him the Daladamas. That's what he's kind of the Chayfetz, is, well, if this is my Daladamas, so tis the Din Chotzer is kind of. So something that Adova Hevka that's in my Rishus is kind of. So Lachayre, it is his Daladamas. Since it's his Daladamas, so it is his Chotzer. So he's kind of Kinyan Chotzer. Because the Daladamas are his. We'll have later in Daf Yud Aleph that a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres is not kind of. It's Noim. A Chotzer, need a Chotzer Mishtama. That's a Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres is not kind of. A Chotzer without walls around. Chotzer She'ena Mishtameres is not kind of. So, Kan Shoyel Aben, the Rav HaMagid asks the Kashe, so how is the Aladamas kind of Lachir Tzachotzer She'ena Mishtama? So the Rav HaMagid, but since it's in his Daladamas, he can bend over and take care of the Chafetzim in his Daladamas, that's a Chotzer Mishtam. So fine. So Daladamas is a Chotzer Mishtam. But in the case of our Mishnah, the first one fell on top of it. So legabi the second one, we ask a kasha, now let the second one be koinal taledamis, but by him it's anachotza mishtama, because this, the first one is on top of it. It's we don't have the Rav Amagid's teretz, it's a chotzer mishtama. So even though it's his taledamis, the first one said, yemshi betakonis chachamim, but, so it's not the first one's Daladamas, and theoretically it's the second one's Daladamas, but we have but it hits his Daladamas, but it's not Mishtama. He is, so the only way he can be kind of the only way he can be kind of the Chavitz, Ba'achabe Herzigbo. Ba'achabe the Ba'salevi wants to say, Ba'achabe Herzigbo, then he's like a kind of Daladamas. If it's Herzigbo, so it's Mishtama already. So then he's like a kind of Daladamas. Herzig was a very interesting terminology. It doesn't say Vaacha, he was Moishechet, he made Agbo. Vaacha veHerzig bo. So, Fakert, it's Gevaldik. According to the Ram, the first one, when it was Neufel over the Metziah, so he said, Yevshi betakonus chachamim. I don't want the Daladamas. Shkayer. I don't want the Daladamas. So in reality, when the second one comes, so Be'etzim, the second one is so he is the Daladamas. So he should be kinder with Daladamas. No, the problem is that it's a chotzer sheinu mishtama because the first one is lying on top of it. So it's so he can be kinder al chotzer because it's a chotzer sheinu mishtama. So ba'achav hechzik bo, but if he grabs it, he holds on to it. So then it becomes a chotzer mishtama. Then he's talking kind of with Aladamas. That is talking pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see Taisvis. Alba Amis kindness loy b'chol mokim. Alba Amis is kindness. Taima b'ilu naris oma goyne b'kis b'shabes. There it speaks about a person was stealing a kiss from a reshus ha-yochid into a reshus ha-rabim l'chayre. And he's schlepping out from the Rishus HaYachid into the Rishus HaRam. So Potter, he's Potter from the Chiyuv Gneivim. He's a Shabbos, he's a Gneivim, Boim Keichel. That means when does it become a Ganev? When it's Nichnas L'Rishusoy. And when does he become a Machal of Shabbos? And then he becomes a Machal of Shabbos when it's Yoytzim Mishus HaYochid. And so the Chil of Shabbos and this Gneve come by Basacha, so that's his potter. The Koma, so the Gemara says, Ida'avke L'Rishus HaRabim, if he took it out to a Rishus HaRabim, and that's the Chil of Shabbos, is Iser Shabbos Ike Iser Gneiva Leke? So what do you say? You say Kim Lebe the Rabbanai because as soon as he should become a Chuyiv Alts Gneiva, so he's also Chayiv Alts Chilu Shabbos Kim Lebe the Rabbanai. So the Gemara says that it's that the Iser Gneiva as yet has not come. Because Mashiach is not kind of Rishus HaRab. So I can say, Kim Lebed HaRab Menei. So he'll become a Ganav later. Faktoisvis, Vamai, Arba Amis Kainus Loi. Faktoisvis, if we say a Klau. That Arba Amis Kainus Loi Bechol Mokim, Some Emele, so it does come by Basachas. That means, it was a takona of Daladamas, so the Lamaise, so something is in his Daladamas, it's like it's in his chotzer, so he should become a ganev, and a machalo Shabbos, the machalo Shabbos al Rishus HaRabim, the ganev is al Daladamas. B'yeshloim ha-sotayshvus answers, the begneva leitzkino rabona de koni. I mean, that what the Gemara says, arba amis koinis lebechol mokeim, does not mean in all I found him. It means b'chol mokim, if it's not his reshus. But they want kaine for all purposes. Ela b'metziye delei leisi l'insuye. By metziye they made a takone that said that they were maknim the daladamis, that they shouldn't be a merive. U beget mishum migune, and in the get they said mishum migune that was the ishel being amokim she's not in a chotzer and thus so that she should be able to become giget. So mishum migune. But Stamazoi, there was never takona that a ganet they were maknim the daladamas. A ganet does the kinyan daladamas. There's a big machlokes hapoiskim if by mekechemem by matone by mekechememke there's a din of daladamas. I mean the ritus loshna toisvus would seem davke by metziya and get. Rabsheish is dama besamuch the bishus arabim leitkinu abamas. Later we'll find Rabsheish is that the b'chol mocking, he has to be learned with a grain of salt. It's not koina all over. It's osi shaper, it's gewaldig good. So in the Roshusaram b'chlau, there was never a takon of daladamas. Maviren oisei emenu. So Taisvis understood maviren oisei emenu. That means anyone can take it away from him. Because since the first Oni was not Koine with Daladamis, and that the Gemara is going to handle why wasn't he Koine with Daladamis, so anyone else can take it away from him. So Taisvis afilu Roshe loy mikri. Now, let us understand Taisvis Kash. There's a Gemara Mesechtes Kedushin, a Oni amahapach al acharore uboacha venotle. The Gemara there is speaking about, this is only a moshul, but the Gemara is speaking about such a case. Let's speak about Reuben and Shimon. Reuben was handling to purchase a property. He wanted to buy a property. And all of a sudden, Shimon goes to the Meicher, here's money, sell me the property. And the Meicher sells it to him. So the Gemara says, Shimon is a Roshe. Not, he had no right to do such a thing. Reuven is interested in buying the property and you just go and pull the rug from underneath his feet. You buy the property, you're Roshe. Only Yamahapuch al Acharore, Boacher. So he's a Roshe. So now Taisus had a Kasha. Taisus had a Kasha that, here it says, Maviren Oisai Mimenu, which sounds like a pretty Lechatchila de Kazach, that this person, you see, he wanted to be kind of the payer, that's for sure. He fell on top of it. Good, Nilchus Kiyonim wasn't kind of, there was no Kinyin Nefila, and he didn't want to be kind of with Daladamas. But Al Kofonim, Bavira Naisim Emenu, you give him a green light to do it. It's, Lachiri, this person wanted to be kind of, and you go and take it away from him. So, Lachiri Yaroshe. So Taisa says, Afil Roshe Loi Mikri. The Gemara says he's a Roshe. Hayne mishum de efshalei lemitrach lemizben ara achiti. So Taisa says that Gemara in Kedushin is speaking about a person who wanted to buy a property. He thought that he's handling the vigoyma the mekech, and then you go and you buy the property. Listen. This is not the only real estate in the world. There's other properties. He handled with this property. You can buy another property like this one. Listen, it's not, this is not for you. He's handling it already. Go find another property. Sometimes he says, but if the commodity that the first one is handling is by a metziah, or a person found a metziah, that means someone there's a $1,000 bills on the ground. Yen is looking, he's trying to get it. All of a sudden, so a second person goes and takes it away. She's saying he wants to get it. So he says, "There's another address to get to another $1,000 bills." I mean, the whole kinda of Oni Amahapach Bacharora Boachav Notlo is Davke. There's a tiny on me. He's interested in buying it. You don't have to get Davke this property. Buy the other property. So Mamela, there's other properties to acquire. But a Dover Hefker or a Metziah that, I mean, there's this Metziah. There's 2,000 Metziahs to be found. Someone lost something. It's the Dover Shalevka. So Mamela, it's, if I, you can't tell me go someplace else. If I don't take this, I won't get a period. Then there's no din bachlal. Avoni mahapach bachalal. That's what Taisvis says. Lidavoni, I don't understand Taisvis. That Taisvis I understand very well by Metziah and by Dover Hefke. But here we're talking about Matnas Ani and we're talking about Peye and Shikre. Now, I mean, this wasn't the only field in the world that gave Matnas Ani, Peye for sure. Shikre maybe, I don't know, but, Peye Zikre, all the fields gave Peye. So, I mean, so just like by, when it comes to property, by real estate, you can go buy another property. So, I mean, this is not the only Matnas Aniyim. All the fields give Matnas Aniyim. So, I don't understand Taisus too well. The going taken to Rashi Bekdushin Chaylik. Rashi Bekdushin says that a fellow by Metziah, there's also a din of Oni Mahapach Bacharo. I mean, the Etzim Kasha, I think others want to say that it's speaking about, I mean, it's snapshot of everyone was going together for the pay. It was God in his Daladamas first. That was the, but could be, it wasn't shot that he was on him half when the second one came. They all, as soon as the farmer opened up the doors, they all rushed in. So Memela, not so posh that he was on him half of Bacharore. The Teres Chaim asks Akasha, the Rambam brings down this din. The Rambam says that the pshat in this din is they cancelled him. They cancelled this oni, and you take it away from him. You take it away from him. And the Rambam says in this case of notal mixes peye bezorik al hashar ein lei bo klum. So the Rambam says even the peye that he had taken, he threw to camouflage the other peye. You take that away from him also. It's a knas. And the reason they cancel the oraman who did this because he wants to take away from the other aniyim. So they cancelled him. So the Teres Chaim asks Akasha, so according to the Rambam, so what's pshat in our sugya? Min l'chayre, there's a posha to teret. The whole reason they cancelled him is as follows. I mean, if this person would have been kainit, so then, he'd be kind of with Daladamas, so then, so it's his, what are you canceling him for? Pshat is, it's not his. Because he wasn't kind of. In his whole accomplishment, but let that the other name shouldn't know about it. I'll pull a top of it, or I'll cover it with my palace. So, what all he want, or he's gonna throw other pay on top of it to camouflage it. So this person, his whole intent is to take away from the other aniyim. That's what he wants to do over here. He wants to let them, that means there's matnas aniyim over here, and he's going to camouflage it, so none of the aniyim should be aware of it. So that's how Hashem gets. So they cancelled him. And if he used his payah to camouflage it, they took away his payah also. Agmar is a different kasha. Agmar is the kasha. I told that he was kind to everybody. It's in his Daladamas. If he was kainit, so then there's no knas, 100%. That what the Rambam says in the Tzatasefte, that they cancelled him, that's if there are Gemara. That means he wasn't kainit with Aladamas, as we explained why. The Mephila Nechle Denik, the Baal Pamas Le Nechle Denik, he's not kainit. So he's not kainit, so all he wants to do is, it's not yours, but I want to make sure that the other Niyim shouldn't get it. That's a shege. So male, then they cancelled it. But if he would be kainit with Daladamas, so it's his, so he didn't do anything wrong. So that is one teretz of the Gemara, that, vile nechle de nikni ba'avamas le nechle. רפא פה אומר, קיטינו לרבונן הבאמס, באומה, בסודת דבר לבייס, לא יתקינו לרבונן. הרפא פה says, אנו תרץ. רפא פה says, that's true, that the Chazal gave him Dalad Amas, he's kind of with Dalad Amas, they gave him the Dalad Amas, and then if the Dalad Amas are his, so automatically he's kind of with Chazal. But besides the Baal Abayis like Tekina, to give him a Baalis in someone else's field, that they didn't do. And Asimta they gave Dalad Amas, but to give him a Baalis in someone else's field, they didn't give him. Now, we see clearly Rav Pope did not like the previous Teretz. Rav Pope did not like the previous Teretz. And that when the Fila Nechele the Nikni, the Dalla Damas Nechele the Nikni. So the Shaila is, why didn't he like this Teretz? I mean, why is he saying now a new Teretz? So Rav Shlomo Eger wants to say two Mahalchim. We have a Rashba in Aran that Seif Shad when the Fila Nechle the Nikne. He says, according to the Rashba said the reason he's not kind of with Taladamas because he doesn't want to be kind of with the Dal. He wants to be kind of with Nefila. Rav Pope, who told you doesn't want to be kind of with the Dal Damas? He wants to be kind of with both. We are, a person did an action, and now we're saying pshat in the action. He fell over it. So you say, oh, why did he fall over it? He the Dal Damas. Oh! It's a guy doesn't want to be kind of with the Dal Damas. Rav Pope held, he doesn't want to be kind with Dal, he wants to be kind with another Kenyan also. Dal Damas and then Nefila, what's wrong? Two are better than one. It's not a guy doesn't want to be kind of with the Dal Damas. I mean, he held Nefila Sayafalai. He wants to be kind of with both. That's why according to the Rashba, that's why Rav Pope did not like this Teretz. According to the Ram, so Rav Shlomo Eger wants to say that the Ram said, he said, Yevshi b'takonas chachamim. When he fell down, we see that he doesn't want the takonas chachamim, because if he wants the takonas chachamim, so why did he fall? So it's Yevshi b'takonas chachamim. So, Shlomo Eger wants to say, could be that Rav Pope held, it means even though this he wants to be kind of within the Nefila, or could be he wants the Dal Damas to be kind of other things. It means, where do you see that he doesn't want to takone? This pay he wants to be kind of within the Nefila. But to say he threw away the whole takone, Yevshi b'takonas chachomim, that we don't see from the Nefila. So that is why Rav Pope had to say a new Mahalach. V'af al gav, v'zoche lei rachmone begavo, so, be'etzem, the Gemara asked Akasha, is why isn't this only kind of a Daladamis? So the Gemara answers, besodet the balabayis lei tekinele. Even Yenim's Rishos, they didn't give you Daladamas. Now we have a whole commentary in the middle. V'af agav de zochi le rachmone begavo, ki zochi le rachmone le luchi bo, the linkit peye, le mevi chatzere le zochi le rachmone. So now the shaila is what the Gemara all of a sudden is speaking about now. The Gemara is asking Akasha and saying a Teretz. We have to understand what the Akasha is. The Gemara asks, but every Oni has a right to go into a field to take the payah. I mean, it's not pshat is that when this payah, the there's no sign on the entrance of the field, whoever is a helicopter, she can go and take the payah. You're allowed to go into the field to take the payah. So the Gemara all of a sudden is asking Akasha, so there's two ritvis. There's one ritva that says as follows. The Gemara is asking Akasha, you're saying, besode, in this sode of a balabos, they never gave me daladamas. And Shuldig, I have also rights in this field. I have rights to go into the field. Not only, it's not his field only, he can't stop me from going in. That means if I'm a legitimate Oraman, I go in and I'm allowed to take the, so I also have rights in the field. So the Ritva, the Ritva wants to say that the Gemara is the Kasha, wait, this person also has rights in the field. So give him Daladamas also. That's how the Ritva wants to say pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Va'af al gav de zochi le'rachmone begabo." He has schus in the field. He has rights in the field. Ki zochi le'rachmone le'luchi bo v'lin kutei peye. He only has traveling rights. He can walk in and take the peye. He can't stay there and schmooze. He can only walk in and take the peye and walk out. But more than that, he doesn't have any rights. But more schusim than that, he doesn't have. So memele, so since he only has schusim to enter the field, Chazal didn't want to give him a kinyan daladamas. That's how the Ritva says pshat. This is a difficult gemara. What was bothering the gemara? So the Ritva says, yeah, so he says like this. Svirulod in Hadalai Tikin Rabonim besode the Bailim the Almas. Namas a Yenim Svil. They didn't give Daladamas, Aval besode the Paya. Shakit, Shapatikin Bay Daladamas Linyan Paya. The Zochi Lachmona Begave. He has rights there. Vuloy Goram Isimte Vrushu Sarapna. He, and only he has rights in the fields. It's not the Soda Balabos. Lochim Rinin, the Gora Vagora. The ain lahem rishus lehishtamesh ulehisakev. They have no rights in the field to use it, to sit down a little bit. I'm tired. Not in the field. I'm sorry. Ulehisakev. They can't stand there and schmooze a little bit. Elo leluchi belilkuti peyaditul and mepik. They have rights. Walk in, take, and walk out. But you don't. They don't have more than that. That's how the Ritva says pshat na gemara. That means the gemara wanted to say they do have rights. He said no. The rights is only to go in and take and go out, but not more than that. So memela to say that this is his mocking. This is his mocking that they didn't want to say. Fine. Now, Ochi Gassini Kitikin Le Rabbonim Ba'alme Kigayim Besimte Rishus L'chol Odom Oy B'Rishus Harabim Oy B'Tzid Rishus Harabim V'Hefke L'Rabim. This is a place for the Rabim Limshis L'Soicha Tzrichin Lotzeis Min Atchak. So this is a mokim that the Rabim has some Zochias in this mokim. Then Chazal were Mesakin to them Akinyin of Daladamas. But if it's Yenim Sasoda the Balabayas, like the Kinele Rabon. Now I'd like to just end with a Ha'ore, and we had mentioned when we learned Davtes Amid Beis, it was a sugya Mishaych Baimizu Kni Kalim Shaleho Mao. The Gemara called the Shaila if a person said be Meshach Abahime and be Koine the Kailam. We had mentioned the Shitas HaRitva is that the Gemara cleared the Shaila, if a person, it's not in the Shaila in Hilchis Kinyan Mashiachah, it's in Hilchis Kinyan Chotzah. A person is telling him, be Moshech the Behema, it's your Behema to be kind of the Kalim. The Gemara in the Shaila is kind of Kinyan Chotzah. The Shaila of the Gemara was, that he said, be Moshech the Behema, be kind of the Behema, it's your Behema, to be kind of the Kalim. That means I'm giving you the Behema for what schus that it's yours to be kind of the Kalim. Can you do anything with the Behema? No, I'm not giving it to you. But it's your Behema to be kind of the Kalim. So the Ritva learns there's the Shail of the Gemara was in Kinyan Chotza, that there's a halacha that if something is in my Chotza, I'm kind of. How much bailis do I have to possess in this chotzah in order to be koine? Does it have to be my chotzah? It's mine to be mishtamish with. But if it's only mine to be koine with, that's all what it is. It's not mine for anything else. So the Gemara cleared the shaila. Is it such a kinyan chotzah? That was the shaila of the Gemara daf tesamet beis. This is the lashon of the Ritva and daf tesamet beis. The Ritva says, he asked a chotzer sheula is kaine, aval hoche she'ine mamshiche loy ella lekinyin zed, misafkelom, it's only his to be kaine the kalim. Shte shura loy shikne bo kalim she'aleo midin chotzer. Is there such a concept of chotzer? This was the shayla of the Gemara, and the Gemara wasn't patient to Shaila. The Gemara is a Shaila. Fine. Atkal Hashem. Is Kan Shayil Aben. So how does Kinyan Dalad Amos work? Chazal wa Mesakin Dalad Amos. It's his Dalad Amos. For what? Only to be kind. It's not his for anything else. I mean, they didn't give him Dalad Amos to do anything else. It's his to be kind. Hefke, Aisha to be kind, get. It's not, it's only yours for Kinyan. Is Kan Shayel Aben, according to this Ritva, so we have here two conflicting sugyas. We have a sugya daf tesamet beis, that Klauda Shayla is there a Kinyan Chotza, if it's mine only to be Koine. It's not mine for anything else. Is there such a Chotza? The Gemara cleared it for a Shayla, and the Gemara was never pushed to Shaila. That's on that Tesamet Beis. It comes to Daf Yud. We have a whole sugya that is a takon of Dalad Amos. They gave the person Dalad Amos and he's kind of with it. He's kind of. What is the Dalad Amos his for? It's only his to be kind of, not for anything else. So how do these two sugyas stem? So I'd just like to say, perhaps it's not so pushed, but it seems from many achronim that perhaps this is them. It's the whole shayla of the Gemara was only by a chotzer sheula. He lent him the behema; it should be his only to be koine. A chotzer sheula, that was it's not mine; it's only mine to be koine. So there was such a shayla. Could be, but a chotzer that's mamish shaloi, it's his taket; it's his to be koine. He has a bailus on it. Not that it's shoal to me. It's mine. Hefke besen, hefke chazal gave me, this Dalad Amos is mine to be kind of. But it's mine, Take. It's not a chotzer sheulo. It's a chotzer knuyele. But my kinyan is only, it's mine only to be kind of chavetzim. So could be, there's no shiloh whatsoever. And there everyone holds that that's called enough of a bailus to be kind of with Kinyachotzah.